Is your ego your friend or foe? To answer this question, it is important first to have a common ground about the concept of the ego. Ego, personality, and self have different meanings in different schools of thought. To put us all on the same page, for me, the ego is the interplay of the self that live inside you. This interplay of selves impacts all decisions, emotions, and feelings we have. It also tends to hinder the expression of our essence, our inner child. So, you can jump to the conclusion that the ego is a bad thing. But it is not as simple as it appears at first sight. What are the purposes and effects of the ego? The ego is a part of our psyche that makes our identity as human beings. In some sense, it represents who we are and what we are. However, there is more than the ego inside you. The ego produces a sense of individuality and separation between the beings. It is the entity within us that craves attention, love, recognition, belonging to a group, etc. The ego is also a mechanism of protection. To understand this mechanism of protection, imagine. The ego is the interplay of the selves. The hurt selves are usually loud. So, they tend to influence you to avoid situations that could hurt you. This seems to be an excellent thing. And in a few situations, it can even be helpful. But in most cases, the ego is hearing the reaction of selves to situations that don't make sense anymore. The ego can be hearing an ancestral self that was trying to run away from a wild beast. The ego can be reacting based on a traumatized self who didn't have access to chocolate when you were a child. The latter self is reacting because he was hurt by a simple phrase heard during childhood. The selves are responding based on past life situations that don't make sense anymore. I am oversimplifying this explanation because the key word here is the interplay of the selves. In general, you react based on the net effect of the interplay of many selves, and not based on only one or few hurt selves. So, let's get rid of our ego? If you have watched so far and thought about the words derived from ego, egoism, egotism, egoic, etc., you can be thinking about how to get rid of your ego. In some texts from Eastern schools of thought, you can find mentions about how to dissolve the ego. In a sense that, after this process, we would be egoless. In my humble opinion, this is a mix of ideas lost in translation and nuances lost over the centuries. Also, the diverse connotations of the word ego contribute to that confusion. To me, the ego is a construct characteristic of our existence on this plane of schooling Earth. It is impossible to incarnate as human beings in this frequency without an ego. As you begin to react, you produce selves, which leads to ego formation. The ego also exists in higher planes, in different flavors. And we also receive their influence. But this will be the object of other posts. Anyway, even without being able to get rid of the ego, it is possible to heal it. We can do that by healing the selves, which interplay forms the ego. In the following topics, let's understand what means to heal the ego. Who am I? And who are you? Are you your ego? There is a huge identification of you with your ego. www.livingbyheart.com 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 www.livingbyheart.com